This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, 60 minutes of nonstop talk on the Rich Cioli podcast.
Dead people on the rolls, on the voting rolls in Pennsylvania, say it ain't so. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. The Cioli Show on Twitter at Rich Cioli and Facebook.com/Cioli Show. I want to welcome to the program. J. Christian Adams is the president of the Public Interest Legal Foundation. He joins me now here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Hey, Christian. Good morning.
Good morning.
20,000 dead people on the rolls in Pennsylvania. Huh? I thought that kind of stuff was automatically taken care of.
Well, that's what you would think, but when we started looking at this last year, we found by name, actually 21,000 even, and some of these folks have been on the active voter rolls in Pennsylvania for 20 years. This isn't just like they died last March. This is they died, you know, during the Clinton administration. And so why Pennsylvania wasn't catching this, that's why we filed a lawsuit to find out.
Yeah, and it's amazing you had to actually go to court to find this out. But tell us that process that the Public Interest Legal Foundation went through and how it involves the Department of Justice and their positions on this as well.
Well, it all started when we got the Pennsylvania voter rolls. We do this all around the country. This is what the Public Interest Legal Foundation does. We're a 501c3 charity that we help states, you know, find out where the problems are. So we got Pennsylvania's voter rolls, and we did a comparison. We compared the voter rolls to a variety of information sources that are reliable and in-depth and useful, and we found all these dead people. So we said to Pennsylvania, we said, hey, here are the names of the dead people on your voter rolls. You need to take them off. Well, they ignored us, right? This went on for months. With the election coming up, they ignored us. So we finally filed a lawsuit in October, and we asked the judge to have them removed before the election. We didn't win that request. It's too close to the election. But Pennsylvania finally figured out, yeah, these are all dead people on our rolls, and that's why we have a settlement now, because they agreed to do something about the problem.
Now, do we have any evidence that any of these dead people have voted?
Yeah, we do, but it's even stranger than that. Some of them registered after they were dead. In other words, the voter registrations were turned in after death, which makes it particularly strange. It's not, not all of them are, obviously, but some are. And I had not seen that phenomena in other states before. That was a first for me.
Our dead are exceptional in Pennsylvania. They work very hard.
Yeah, not only do they vote, they go register to vote.
J. Christian Adams joins me. He's the president of the Public Interest Legal Foundation. This is a big deal, this lawsuit that was done, and I want to also recognize my buddy Linda Kearns. I know she was involved with this as well. And this is scary stuff here, because as we talk about voter integrity around the country, Christian, everybody wants to believe that the process is secure and that nobody can cheat by using a dead person's name. We want every vote to count. But obviously, if the dead are on the rolls and if the dead are registering to vote— and if the dead are voting, that's a problem with election integrity that I think both Democrats and Republicans should want to fix, right?
Of course. And that's what made the length of time it took to settle this case so strange, because you would think everybody wants to fix it. You would think that when you have a list of verified deads, that election officials would be like, oh, yeah, let's deal with this right away. Instead, we had contentious court hearings before the election. And thankfully, though, the case settled, and Pennsylvania was willing to step up to the plate on this one, at least. and do something about it. But it took a while. I have to tell you, we're still suing Pennsylvania over non-citizens getting on the rolls through PennDOT for 20 years. All we want there are the records, and they're hiding the records on that. But we know there's a problem. They admitted it. The Secretary of State resigned over it after we found this problem out. But they're still hiding all the records from the public. And so we're still litigating with Pennsylvania because of a lack of transparency with other problems on the voter rolls. It's amazing how many problems you have in Pennsylvania and the intransience on being transparent.
How are people able to register to vote if they are undocumented? How does that work?
It's easy. They were going into PennDOT offices.
This is the Department of Transportation, right?
Correct. And not all of them are undocumented. Plenty of them had green cards. And they were going into PennDOT offices to get a driver's license, which they have a right to do. Remember, we want drivers on the roads who have green cards to be licensed, or student visas or whatever. And they would ask if they want to register to vote. And invariably, the answer was yes. And sometimes the answer was even no, and they still got registered to vote. And so non-citizens in Pennsylvania have been getting registered to vote for 20 years because of a glitch at PennDOT. All we're doing is asking the Commonwealth to give us the records. How did you find this out? How many people did it? What did you do to fix it? Show us all the records related to this problem with list maintenance, with this problem with aliens getting on the rolls, and we'll be happy. But they're still hiding it from you. They're hiding it from me. They're hiding it from the public.
What is the situation like around the country? I know that you mentioned that the Public Interest Legal Foundation, you guys fight this stuff all over America. So what's it look like out there?
Well, you know, in comparison, let me tell you this. We have sued Philadelphia. We've sued Pittsburgh. We've sued the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania twice now for violations of federal law. I can't name another state in the country where we have filed four lawsuits about problems with elections. I mean, we've sued Detroit. We've sued a couple places in Texas like Harris, you know, a lot of other places. But Pennsylvania, and part of it is because I think you have a, shall we say, less than neutral Secretary of the Commonwealth in the past, and a less-than-neutral election administration, Harrisburg. And so I think that's part of the problem.
Well, listen, keep up the good fight. I mean, it's amazing that you actually have to battle over this stuff. And I still, when people bring up cheating in elections, and look, I was involved in Jersey politics and Philadelphia politics. I've been involved in this stuff my whole career before I got into talk radio, and I've seen this firsthand. And, you know, it's interesting, like, we just saw Nancy Pelosi battling over a congressional election that was decided by, it was like four votes or something. You know, that was acceptable to pursue that challenge. But when we bring up on our side of the aisle, my side of the aisle, we bring up like dead people voting in Philadelphia. People yell at us and call us crazy people. And, you know, we're saying the kind of stuff that leads to insurrection, Christian. We can't talk like that.
Right. And even in Philadelphia, you've got a joker who's a Republican election commissioner named Al Spitt. And he is part of the problem. He's a Republican, and he's working with the other side. And so, you know, you have this bizarre situation where even the guys on your own team are turncoats, like in Pennsylvania. So that's how it goes.
J. Christian Adams, president of the Public Interest Legal Foundation, I appreciate your time today, and thanks for coming on the show.
Okay, thanks for having me, guys. Anytime.
All right. The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I also believe he was referring to Commissioner Al Schmidt. If he'd like to call in and state his case, he's more than welcome to, since he was called out on the air like that. 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. All right. Got a lot of other things to get to today besides this, but I do want to mention to you, you know, if you want to find out the truth about the election or the truth about any story, a lot of times, especially with election stuff, it's covered up by the media. They don't want to talk about it. You know, they don't want to bring up issues like this. But Newsmax TV is never afraid to go there, by the way. Newsmax is real news for real people. And if you would like to check it out, you can do so without having to pay. Newsmax is free. Just download the app. Watch it on your smartphone. You can watch it on your iPad. Watch it anytime you want. And the thing about Newsmax is they give you the truth about all the stories out there. I'm on Newsmax a lot. I go on there every Tuesday 10 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. for a panel. It's always a fun discussion. And Newsmax gives you the real deal on all the issues of the day. So check it out. The China threat is also what they're focusing on right now. Chris Salcedo's show, he's doing a special series called The China War. The FBI says China is a grave threat to the United States. They're right. And China says the war with China has already started. So see Chris Salcedo on Newsmax TV tonight. You can watch it, stream it on Amazon, Roku, YouTube, anywhere you like, or download the app, watch for free, or check it out on your cable system. It's on all the various channels, Xfinity, Dish, DirecTV, you name it. Newsmax TV is real news for real people.
60 minutes of nonstop talk. This is the Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right. You know, speaking of China, by the way, the Secretary of State, Tony Blinken, was on yesterday on Meet the Press with Chuck Todd. He talked about a number of different things, including, by the way, China and the coronavirus and getting to the bottom of the origins of COVID-19. Remember, there was a time when people like me who said this probably came from a lab that was called crazy talk, right? Well, the Secretary of State is very much alluding to the fact that we still don't know the origins of this virus. Take a listen for yourself.
The origins of COVID, the WHO initial report settled nothing. Let me ask you this. Do you think China does know this answer and they're withholding it?
Very good question. I think China, here's what I think China knows. I think China knows that in the early stages of COVID, it didn't do what it needed to do, which was to, in real time, give access to international experts, in real time, to share information, in real time, to provide real transparency. And one result of that failure is that the virus got out of hand faster and with, I think, much more egregious results than it might otherwise.
Do we have to get to, are we going to guarantee to the world that we're going to get to the bottom of how this originated?
Well, I think we have to, because we need to do that precisely so we fully understand what happened in order to have the best shot possible of preventing it from happening again. That's why we need to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, we're not going to get to the bottom of this. 855-839-1210. We should, but that's just all talk right there. It's all talk. I also see Tony Blinken's on the cut sheet discussing the Olympics. So, Greg, they're going to boycott the Olympics, huh? Because they want to be consistent, obviously, supporting a boycott of Major League Baseball, moving out of Atlanta, supporting that boycott, not, you know, condemning it, and moving to Colorado. So now the Biden administration is going to support the boycott of the Beijing Olympics because of the treatment of the Uyghurs and other people?
We're 1 year away, so it's a little premature, according to Secretary of State Tony Blinken. This is Cut 11.
You said during, I believe it was during your confirmation hearing, you said that China's treatment of the Uyghurs was, quote, an effort to commit genocide. And I guess I got to ask it this way. How do you justify doing business with China or any country that you believe is committing genocide?
When it comes to what we're seeing from the government in Beijing, including with regard to the Uyghurs and the actions it's taken in Xinjiang, yes, I think that's exactly the right description. And we need to be able to do a few things. We need to be able to bring the world together in speaking with one voice in condemning what has taken place and what continues to take place. We need to take actually concrete actions to make sure, for example, that none of our companies are providing China with things that they can use to repress populations, including the Uyghur population. We need to be looking at products that are made in that part of China to make sure that they're not coming here. But we also have to make sure that we're dealing with all of our interests. And what is the best way to effectively advance our interests and our values. And when it comes to China, we have to be able to deal with China on areas where those interests are implicated and require working with China, even as we stand resolutely against egregious violations of human rights, or in this case, acts of genocide.
Some people think a proper punishment for their human rights record is to not to participate in the 2022 Winter Olympics.
Right.
Is that on the table among Western allies?
Now, let's stop it right there, Bill, for a second, because this is critical. You know, they're moving Major League Baseball out of Georgia because of the voting rights bill that they passed in Georgia. And they're doing that, and the Biden administration supported it because they said, you know, you got to send them a message. So the question is, after you heard all the terrible things China does with their human rights, now the question is, what about the Olympics? Wouldn't it be consistent to say, hey, we're going to boycott the Olympics too? Consistency, right? We'll be consistent Now, when is Major League Baseball? When does the All-Star Game usually happen, Bill? Do you know?
Second week of July.
Second week of July. All right. So now we're April to July. So it's April, May, June, July. So 4 months out. You got a boycott 4 months. The Beijing Olympics, Greg, you said is next year?
2022.
All right. So it's next year. So basically now the question will be, what is the window at which you would announce a boycott? All right. Keep going.
Chuck, we're not there yet. This is a year or so before the Olympics. We're not focused on a boycott. What we are focused on is consulting closely with our allies and partners, listening to them, listening to concerns. But that's premature.
All right, should we circle back with them in 6 months, since it's a year away, and go circle back and go, hey, look, you know, he's like 4 months away now. So you guys gonna boycott? You think they'll be in? Think they'll go all in? No?
I don't, no.
No, not so much. All right. Well, there you go. What else do we have today on the cut sheet, Greg? It's always good to get a little cut sheet action to start our week.
Bernie Sanders was on with Ali Velci on MSNBC.
Oh, I saw it. No, I didn't. I'm just kidding. But dozens did.
So last week we played, he was on, I don't remember what show he was on. He was on some MSNBC show where he explained everything that was in the infrastructure bill or that it's considered infrastructure. Well, he expanded on that with Ali Velci on Saturday. This is cut three.
When we talk about infrastructure, of course, we're talking about roads and bridges. Water is a big deal. Water systems, wastewater plants. But we've got to take a broad look at what infrastructure means, human infrastructure for ordinary people. Human infrastructure means housing. You got 500,000 people in this country who are homeless. You got 19 million households who are spending 50% of their limited incomes on housing. We need to build housing. And by the way, when you deal with housing, you create jobs. You got to deal with climate change. Who in their right mind
climate change
would believe that transforming our energy system to protect us from the devastation that we're seeing from climate change, who would not believe that that is not infrastructure?
Infrastructure.
So moving
that
away
too.
From fossil fuel to energy efficiency and sustainable energies, that can create millions of jobs. When I talk about infrastructure, it means if a worker, mom and dad are going to work, they have the right to know that their kids are in decent child care. That's infrastructure.
Child care is infrastructure. Wait, hang on a second now. Don, this is huge. Child care is infrastructure. Child care.
I love it.
I got a question now for Bernie Sanders, Don. Here's my question. Ready? My kids don't stop eating. I mean, it's unbelievable. First of all, baby Reagan is turning a year in a few days, if you can believe it. All these April birthdays, right? Bridget, yes. Greg's birthday is Greg's tomorrow, right?
Yes.
The 13th. And then we got baby Reagan on the 16th. Now, so first of all, my daughter is a beast. She's a beast. And what she does is we'll give her food and she won't stop eating. And then she pounds her high chair demanding more, like a 13th century queen. And then I'll give her water bottle, and she'll drink it. And I kid you not. She'll drink it, and she'll look at me, and she'll chuck the bottle like she's done. Like the old kings used to throw the glass, the goblet, you know what I mean? Smash it. And if she doesn't like something, she'll throw the food back at me. She'll throw it at me. I gave her something yesterday. It was like a little, we were doing like kale raviolis, kale and bean raviolis, trying to give kids vegetables. You got to sneak it in the food, right? She takes this ravioli, looks at me, and chucks it at my face.
Wait till she's a teenager.
She's a year old. I know. And then and then Patrick and Claire. First of all, my son eats like he's a 40-year-old man who's doing CrossFit. Like he can't get enough. And I made them raviolis last night with penne. Then I had to make them pizza last night. And then I gave Reagan a fish stick, and she still wasn't satiated. So my question is, is food infrastructure?
Should be.
It should be. And my refrigerator, I need a bigger refrigerator for this. I need a Sub-Zero.
Yes.
Can that be infrastructure too? Let me give a shout out to our buddy MJ. She's a wonderful friend of the Zeoli Army. She and her sister Susie are great friends of the show, and we love them. And it's MJ's birthday today. So Mary Jane, happy birthday. The Ohio/Naples delegation of the Zeoli Army.
Yes.
So thank you for listening. Hope you have a wonderful day, MJ. April birthdays. They were so fun, aren't they?
The Aries.
Yes, the Aries. All right. Well, let's keep going with Bernie's definitions here.
manufacturers having the best educated workforce in the world. That means all of our kids should have the ability to get a higher education, not leave school deeply in debt. It means that we need a healthy society. Our life expectancy is 40th in the world because we are the only major country not to guarantee health care to all people. So I think as a nation, we've got to take a very broad look at what we mean by infrastructure. It's physical infrastructure, obviously, bricks and mortar. It is human infrastructure. And now is the time to create millions of jobs addressing all of the needs impacting the middle class and working families of this country.
All the needs, every need you have, what's your need? Just put it on the list and we'll address it as part of infrastructure. So I need a high chair that will enable my daughter to not be able to chuck food at my face if she doesn't like it. I need a high chair that will not let my daughter chuck her water bottle across the room like she's a 13th century king done with her goblet yelling off with their heads. And here's the other thing, too. When we went out to dinner down in Delaware, she's dumping food. Oh, it's a good thing I didn't go to the Grand Hotel in Cape May because I don't know if they would. I'm sure they would welcome it, but I'd feel bad. She's chucking food all over, and the floor at the end of the meal looks like somebody knocked over a food truck is what it looks like.
So you can buy those. Just buy even a plastic tablecloth, like from the dollar store, and put it underneath, almost like a mob
hit. Well, that should be infrastructure,
yeah, that
Dawn.
That's
a need. I have that need.
Yeah. By the way,
your daughter does not behave, that's infrastructure, Chuck. Roads, bridges, high chairs, cheaper tablecloths at the dollar store.
Infrastructure, Dawn.
Infrastructure.
Yeah, good.
These are human needs. Human needs. And if your son can't stop eating because something in his brain doesn't tell him he's full, and you got to keep feeding the kid. My son Patrick is now 48 pounds, and he's 3.5 feet tall. Kid's growing up. My little boy is growing up. Aww. And soon he's going to be taller than me, and I'm going to have a tough time disciplining him, I think. But I'll tell you what, though, that's infrastructure. I need a better ruler to measure him and a scale. That's infrastructure.
See?
They can go on and on with this.
Is the Volvo infrastructure?
Well, I need to use it, right? I got to, right. You know, probably going to get all these frigging kids in the car,
see?
Right? Infrastructure. How are you going to transport these children? That's infrastructure. High chairs and car seats are infrastructure, too, by the way.
Should be. That's fair.
Include it, just add it to the list. What else should be added to the list? Let me know. 855-839-1210. If you have another infrastructure idea, let me know. Now, what did Secretary Jennifer Granholm say is infrastructure? Did she have a definition, Greg?
It evolves to meet the American people's aspirations.
Oh, it evolves. It's evolving?
Cut four.
You say in addition to roads and bridges, you heard Chris Christie there saying that the president is not being fully truthful about what infrastructure actually is.
What is infrastructure? Historically, it's been what makes the economy move. What is it that we all need to ensure that we as citizens are productive? So we need roads, we need bridges, we need transmission, you need lights in people's homes and offices. You need to make sure that people can actually go to work if they have an aging parent or a child. This is, you know, as the president said this week, that infrastructure evolves to meet the American people's aspirations. And it's not static. In 1990, we wouldn't have thought that broadband was infrastructure because it wasn't on the scene yet. But we, of course, need broadband in every pocket of the country. Bottom line is, though, the president wants to negotiate with Republicans, and he wants to see a common vision for the future. Chris Christie talking about the future. We don't want to use past definitions of infrastructure when we are moving into the future. And by the way, when other countries are investing significantly in their infrastructure to overcome us. Research and development, that's also part of a manufacturing infrastructure that we have seen go.
I think Netflix is infrastructure, and everybody should get free Netflix.
Yes.
You got to binge, you got to watch, you got to entertain your kids.
That's right.
When you're on vacation, you got Disney Plus is infrastructure
Plus.
And should be free.
Well, they want to do broadband, so it makes sense.
Right?
Yeah.
Thank you. You know, if you've got three kids and it's raining, you got to turn on the television. So what I'm saying, Chuck, is if your kids need to stream Puppy Dog Pals, that's infrastructure. And it evolves, Chuck. If they also want to watch Mickey and the Roadster Races, Chuck, that's infrastructure. Right? I mean, I'm making sense here,
yes.
Am I not?
And it evolves.
It evolves as they get older.
Movie theaters.
Eventually, it'll go from watching Avengers Assemble to the Avengers movie, Chuck. So also the Marvel Cinematic Universe is infrastructure, Chuck. That should be free, right?
It evolves, you see. It evolves. Eventually, my children will eat even more food. More food, more infrastructure, bigger fridges, and bigger freezers. Infrastructure. Got it? It's evolution. You say you want evolution? This is what you get, all right? And what about drinks to feed these kids? Juice boxes.
What, you know, what about your wine? I mean, red wine.
I mean, I need
infrastructure.
It.
Infrastructure.
I need it to cope, right?
100%.
And then also this. You get to the Verbo, you find out there's no crib. Cribs should be infrastructure, too, and every house should have one. How many houses don't the kids have to sleep in a drawer? That's what I did. My mom, Zioli, was too cheap for a crib. I slept in a drawer till I was six, Dawn.
Stop. He did not.
That's the truth right there.
She's going to text you any minute.
In fact, Susie, speaking of Susie, she sent me a note. Is some people with some of the definitions of infrastructure. So Senator Kirsten Gillibrand had tweeted out, ready? Paid leave is infrastructure. Child care is infrastructure. Caregiving is infrastructure. So Ben Dominich from The Federalist, he tweeted out, brunch is infrastructure. Kendall Jenner is infrastructure. The Snyder Cut is infrastructure. I agree with him on the Snyder Cut being infrastructure.
Yes.
Truly, it is. And that should, again, be free. Everybody should have HBO Max.
Four hours is definitely infrastructure.
No question about it, right?
And when they become teenagers, Grand Theft Auto, Red Dead Redemption, this all should be infrastructure.
Because it evolves.
It evolves.
Right, it's evolving.
Right.
So, you know, you got to make sure that as it, you include other things. So, now it's Super Mario Brothers and Donkey Kong Country, but to Dawn's point, soon it's going to be those other games, you know?
Yeah. Now it's going to be impossible for Greg or I to get one of the new next-gen systems because everyone's going to have to get it.
Well, you should get it, Bill, and Greg should get it for his birthday tomorrow. It should be free.
Yes.
It's infrastructure.
It's only fair.
What is it now, the Xbox, or what is it you kids are watching today?
PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series X.
Well, I'm sorry, but the Series X, and then it evolves into Series Y, and then...
And the best headphones.
Look, you can't kill your brother in these games
without
good headphones, and also the latest software, Chuck. But don't kill your brother.
Don't kill your brother, ever. Rule number
one. One rule in Dawn's house,
don't
kill your brother.
It's the best rule I've ever heard. It honestly is.
I mean,
video games.
It really, truly is, right?
I think so, Tipper Gore, that was one of her rules, right? Right on the label.
Yeah, on the label. Well, labels are infrastructure. Playgrounds are infrastructure. They are. They're physical objects. And I think every town should have a gigantic playground that also includes babysitters and childcare built in. If childcare is infrastructure, how far are we going to go with this? Does that mean that my nanny is going to be free if we get a nanny?
Yes, Swedish nannies should be.
Oh, now you're talking my language.
Right?
You're telling me, and by the way, Cuomo's ears just perked up at this. You can get a Swedish nanny as part of the infrastructure bill.
Yes.
For free.
Through the age of, 82.
Honey, we're getting a free Swedish nanny. It's in the infrastructure bill. It's evolved. She's evolving, too, and she'll be evolving in our house and also in divorce court. So what we're going to do now is really try to not go down the road of the Swedish. Anyway, 855-839-1210. So now we've heard Pete Buttigieg declining to rule out citizenship as infrastructure. We've heard Jennifer Granholm say it's evolving. And it's people. We've heard Bernie Sanders talk about it's eyeglasses, it's hearing aids, it's childcare, it's food, it's greenhouses, it's houses for homeless people, it's everything. What else is infrastructure? 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in on this. Amazing. And Old Man Dudley asked a great question. If broadband is infrastructure, does that mean that adult entertainment is also infrastructure? What about YouTube cat videos? What about social media? Huh?
Social media is definitely going to be in that category.
You think so?
Yeah. Because, like, people get all of their information, it seems, nowadays.
Yeah.
Through social media. whether it's just clicking on the link or just following somebody that says something.
You can't be left out of that.
Right.
That's just rude.
Yeah.
Well, I agree, no doubt about it. Now, what about human infrastructure? First of all, when I hear Pelosi talk about human infrastructure, I think she's talking about food. Don't you? I mean, isn't that what the vampire community feeds on?
Throw a punch for the children.
You know, so Pelosi was on, what show was this? Was this Meet the Press as well, Greg?
I believe it was. No, it was, what's the Margaret Brennan show? Whatever the Margaret Brennan show
was. I believe it's Sunday, CBS.
Face the firing squad.
That's it. Did she actually use the term human infrastructure, or is this the kind of thing you just put on the cut sheet just for, like, giggles?
No, she actually used human infrastructure.
She used that as the
yes,
thing. All right,
yeah.
Well, hold it. Let's get to that in a moment. Before we do that, and again, when I hear a member of the vampire community discuss human infrastructure, I think, again, you know, blood banks and whatnot. It would be part of that, but maybe that's not what she says. We're going to find out in a second, but first. The big story of the day today is this infrastructure nonsense, the massive $2.3 trillion infrastructure bill, which Democrats are including everything as infrastructure. It's brought to you by the Exergen Twice Daily Scanner Thermometer. Have you checked your temperature today? You can use it and just check your temperature because Exergen accuracy matters. It is accurate. You get a $5 rebate by trading up to any non-contact thermometer toward an Exergen purchase at any retailer. Accuracy matters when checking for fever and keeping your family safe. Unlike non-contact thermometers, Exergen's accuracy is backed by more than 80 published clinical studies. Visit Exergen.com. I also want to tell you about my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria. Okay, he's our sponsor of this hour of Nonstop Talk. And what I think is important to know about Dr. Mike is that now that life is returning to normal and you're going out to dinner again, people are going to see your smile. So how is your smile? Is it ready? Ready for the world? If not, Dr. Mike will give you the smile of your dreams. See, he is the expert at dental implants. He is the dental implant master. That's right. So Dr. Mike Veneria is the absolute best when it comes to smiles for all levels of dentistry, by the way. Pediatric, childcare, everybody. Here's a good example. My whole family goes to Dr. Mike. So my mom goes to him, my dad goes to him, my kids go to him, and I go to him. The whole Zeoli family. Do you think we'd trust a guy, the entire family, if he wasn't the absolute best? Of course not. So go see him. Go see him today. He's got two offices to serve you, Cinnamon and Woodbury. Just call 856-786-2020. 856-786-2020. Or VeneriaDental.com, VanariaDental.com, VeneriaDental.com. Dr. Mike Veneria is the absolute best, and his office is super hygienic and clean. You don't have to worry about that. State-of-the-art CDC guidelines are always followed, including their centralized UV sterilization of airflow. Dr. Mike Veneria, my dentist, VeneriaDental.com.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. This is the next generation of talk. Now, this is 60 Minutes of Nonstop Talk with Rich Zeoli.
Yes, it is. 855-839-1210. That's a real just like it ends right there, doesn't it? That whole...
It does.
Like, that just kind of comes to a screeching halt there.
Do you want me to add music?
What do you think?
Because, I mean, we're already in the middle of the segment. That's why I didn't add music.
That's a good point, yeah. No, see, you're right. Yeah, that's probably true. I got some suggestions on Twitter. What is infrastructure? Andrew Lee says, I need my dog walked. Is that infrastructure? Great question.
Great question. Could use a new leash.
Yeah. And Biden's dog keeps biting people, so they're going to have to give the dog a muzzle. That's infrastructure, I think. And a cage, right?
Right, crates.
Tom Hoskins says, the Biden administration excludes Trump wine as the only item in the world as infrastructure. Good point. So let's see if Terry has a suggestion of also what is infrastructure. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Rich. Love the show. Hey, you got housing, you got roads and bridges, but you forgot. They got to have cars, too.
Yeah, good point. But they hate cars, though, because cars are climate change and fossil fuel.
Electric cars.
Oh, now you're right. Yeah, electric cars are infrastructure, and everybody should get one.
That's it.
You got it, Terry. Well done, buddy. Have a good day, my friend. Thank you for that. 855-839-1210. If you have another, what is infrastructure?
Solar power.
Yeah.
Solar power. Utilities. Yeah.
So Elon Musk is willing to give everyone a car?
Yeah.
A Tesla?
I mean, well, the government's going to pay him for it, but right. Yeah, you'll get
what
your car.
What was the phrase? A chicken in every pot?
Yeah, it was. I think it was Harding, if I'm not mistaken. A chicken in every pot was the... So now it'll be an electric car in every driveway.
Yeah, Tesla in every driveway, electric car.
Don't you need a garage, too? Shouldn't a garage be infrastructure? I mean, you don't want to leave the car on the street.
You got to protect it.
Got to protect it. So I think garages are infrastructure. and that's going to put a lot of the mechanics. Like, I don't... You know, all these electric cars, I don't know if my buddy Anthony Mongo is going to be able, you know, to do oil changes, so I think he's got to be considered infrastructure. We got to buy him out. You know what I mean? So, umbrellas are infrastructure. You know, it's like when you go to, it's raining out and you don't have an umbrella, right? You know, some swanky resorts give you umbrellas. I think resorts are infrastructure. I think they should be free too. Why do I have to pay to stay at the Cape May Grand Hotel, Dawn?
That's right.
Well, granted, they give me $70 in grand bucks, but still. Should be free.
Should be free, as well as that Icelandic nanny to watch the kids.
My Icelandic nanny. Hi, kids. Meet your new mommy, the Icelandic nanny. She's part of the infrastructure bill. She's evolving. Like an X-Men, she's evolving. Ron has a suggestion for what also should count as infrastructure. Ron, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I just thought of one. Just identification cards for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a good point. But they don't like that. They're racist, I thought, right? ID cards are racist, so.
Well, maybe a little bit, but that's not for me to say.
Thank you, Ron. Appreciate it. Yeah, you know what you do? Well, you got it because you got to have an ID to get a gun. Biden said that. But then, actually, it's funny, too, because Jen Psaki was asked a follow-up question on that point about whether or not the president wants to see people use ID for guns. And the only question I kept thinking to myself was, aren't IDs racist? What are all these people going to do with guns? You know, with the. But anyway, we'll get to that in a second. Human infrastructure. Now, Greg, I think human infrastructure, I hear Pelosi say that. I something different conjures in my mind. You know, Bela Lugosi, Nosferatu, that's where my mind goes, you know?
Well, one of the first things she says in this cut will back up that point. Cut five.
What are you going to do? What concrete proposals can you offer to get Republicans on board with this jobs and infrastructure package?
Well, you've heard me say again and again, public sentiment is everything. Lincoln said that. The public understands.
I was there. I said it over brunch.
Most expensive maintenance is no maintenance, and we have to maintain our roads, our bridges, our mass transit. We have to upgrade our water systems. We have to build out our broadband for distance learning and telemedicine and the rest of that. So we have a big responsibility. We have a big need to the tune of trillions of dollars, according to the American Society of Civil Engineers.
Well, what you just laid out there does have Republican support. It's the rest of the package that Republicans are largely objecting to. Can you trim this down to focus on just the portions you outlined there, the roads, the bridges, the waterways?
Well, no, because infrastructure, it's about education, about getting children healthy in school with separation, sanitation, ventilation. It's about investments in housing as well. Overwhelmingly, this bill is about infrastructure in the traditional sense of the word. We also think that infrastructure, there's a need for workforce development in order to have the workforce fully participate in how
now,
we
go stop
forward.
It right there for a second. One second. Does workforce development include those cheesy movies they make us watch here at Odyssey?
Oh, that's right.
All those cheesy movies about which brain, you know what I mean?
And sound, so, the T-shirt wearing people, like the sound judgment.
Yeah, sound judgment and then not good judgment. Yes. Would that be considered
workforce?
Should be, right?
Video production.
Should be. I think so. Sanitation, cooperation, introspection, inspection, ventilation. I mean, she just rattled off a list there of things. All right, keep going.
There's a need for workforce development in order to have the workforce fully participate in how we go forward, and childcare so that women can be involved in that as well. So it's physical infrastructure, it's also human infrastructure that is involved. Hopefully the need is so obvious now that Republicans will vote for it. We'll see. The door is open, our hand is extended. Let's find out where we can find our common ground. We always have a responsibility to strive for bipartisanship.
Yeah, I don't think you mean it. I don't believe you. Now, you heard Chris Christie's name was mentioned. There was a really good exchange here. Rahm Emanuel and Chris Christie on the Unbiased Journalist show. George Stephanopoulos had them on. First of all, what I find fascinating about Rahm Emanuel, he used to be Biden's chief of staff, as you know. By the way, hit me on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli, if you have another infrastructure suggestion. So Rahm Emanuel was, Obama's chief of staff, and, you know, he's a very articulate guy. This is what he thinks Biden needs to keep doing. Cut number 8.
What does he do to keep the momentum going?
Well, first of all, keep pushing this because it's very popular. Not only what he did in the past in the sense of getting economic relief to Americans who've been hurt by the pandemic, but look, every one of these items, whether it's roads, rails, or runways, or broadband, is very, very popular, not just with Democrats and independents, but with about a third of the Republican Party. And that is a problem for the Republicans. And I think one of the things that he has done and the White House has done is come up with a very secret sauce. Among persona is very is soothing and reassuring.
Stop it right there. I have a point on the secret sauce. That should be infrastructure. You ever have you got a bland steak and you know what I mean? Like you need a little A1? Infrastructure. Which, by the way, why can't chicken sandwiches be infrastructure, too? I'm spending a fortune trying to find the best one.
Yeah, how's that going?
Well, I still keep coming back to Popeyes as being the best.
I still think
it's the greatest.
Yeah, Popeyes is good. I still go back to Chick-fil-A. They're spicy. Wendy's. Wendy's spicy chicken is incredible.
Chick-fil-A overall is better food, but in terms of just like the fried chicken sandwich, I think Popeyes has nailed it. But again, this should be infrastructure, and I should be given free chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, we need to test this through infrastructure.
Right, through infrastructure. Thank you. I'm on road, so it's infrastructure.
Going through the drive-through. Drive. Road.
Thank you. I still have to try McDonald's chicken sandwich. I've not tried that yet, though. So.
Okay.
Greg, how's your Beyond Chicken sandwich search going? You doing okay with that? Is that working out?
Yep.
All right, keep going here, Bill.
Is soothing and reassuring to moderate swing voters. His policies is soothing and reassuring to progressives. And that creates a problem for the Republicans, a dynamic between the persona and the policy that they cannot crack, which is why they're trying to divert everything away from the actual discussion of this package.
Package. I'm talking about the package, and I think you're talking about the package, too. Chris Christie's talking about the package. Cut number 9.
You cannot call a $400 billion plan to force unionization in states to say that taking care of increasing Medicaid payments in states is infrastructure. Mm-hmm. Now, language does matter. We learned that in the last 4 years, how you use it and what you say. And I said last week that the president's not telling the truth, and he's not telling the truth about the infrastructure package. This is the care economy. This is care infrastructure. It's baloney. And so what's going to happen is the president right now is in the first 100 days, and he's going to have that soothing persona and all the rest of it. But when people start to look at what he's really doing, George, those moderate voters.
But even the things you just mentioned right there are popular. People would love to have Medicaid increase.
People would like their grandparents to be taken care of.
Hold on a second. Here's what's not
popular. Yeah, I think, no, stop it right there. People would like their grandparents to be taken care of. That's infrastructure, too. So nursing homes are infrastructure. I want to put Mama Zeoli in a home. That's infrastructure.
No.
Breaking news.
Not nice.
You know, it's here's something else too. Well, let's keep going with this cut. Go ahead. I love how George Stephanopoulos starts debating Chris Christie in that. Did you notice that? Stephanopoulos forgot that he was. Wait, he's like, which hat am I wearing today? Am I the unbiased journalist today, or am I the guy from the 90s? He literally starts debating Chris Christie. Amazing. Go ahead.
Lying is not popular. It's not infrastructure, George.
Do you really want to use the word lie there?
If Donald Trump had come out and called a dog a cat, which is what Joe Biden's doing, we would be outraged. by the fact that he's lying. But with Joe Biden, somehow it's like, oh, well, come on, it's Joe. No. It's not true. If he wants to make the case, George, for increased Medicaid payments and connected to those payments, mandatorily using SEIU union members, let him make that case and see if he gets it passed. I know he won't. And the people around this table, whether they'll say it or not, they know it won't pass either. Great.
Yeah, well, it's true. They won't pass. And I love Stephanopoulos just jumping in a debate. Hey, if none of you Democrats on the panel are going to do it, I'll do it. You know, I saw in my cut sheet, my show sheet, that the large crowds at WrestleMania 37 in Tampa.
Yes.
Large crowds went to WrestleMania. That's infrastructure, too. I think wrestling's infrastructure. How did the large crowds do? Is that a super spreader event?
Well, I don't know. They did. So it was in Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, where the Bucks play. And I think the capacity there, Bill, if I'm wrong, is 65,000, 66,000.
Yeah.
They had 25,000 for over two nights. So it wasn't full capacity, but for the amount of tickets they sold for that event, they sold it out. So
wow.
It's an outdoor stadium. Yep. First night it rained for most of the night. So that was fun. But I mean, they're, you know, this is their first live event since the pandemic started. So it always takes. I know the Texas Rangers did something last week or the week before for opening day where they had full capacity. So yep. I'm guessing, you know, with all of these sporting events putting their, you know, dipping their foot in the water of, you know, trying to do full capacity, you know, we'll see what happens. Because it's going to take something like that for this to happen, you know.
Yeah, no, and it's good. I think it's good. We'll see if it becomes a super spreader event. Theoretically, according to Fauci, everybody there should get COVID and they should spread and we should have like tens of thousands of people getting COVID now. Because Fauci, I saw this. My question is now, you get the vaccine, you get the dose, right? You get the shot. Go out to dinner. And I've been saying that, right? That, yes. Like, I would be happy if restaurants and other places, I'm not saying exclude anybody who doesn't get the vaccine. What I'm saying is they can do, like, you know, vaccinated nights. Everybody's welcome, but they can say, like, we're going to give a, you know, like, we're going to really encourage people with the vaccine to come. And if you're not vaccinated yet, you'll have the immunity from them because they're vaccinated. And, like, really try to play that stuff up to help their business. And but yet, apparently now that's not okay, Greg. Is that right?
Yeah, he was on with Hedy.
Wait, he was on TV? Fauci was on TV? Are you sure?
Yes.
Because I thought he's busy at the National Institute for Infectious Disease, but he had time to make a television appearance. It's so rare for Fauci.
He was on MSNBC last night.
Are you sure he was on television? I thought the guy was a little camera shy.
He's not
a little cam. Okay. Oh, well, that's interesting. All right.
Cut 12.
Your message tonight to both vaccinated and unvaccinated Americans as to what they should and should not be doing right now. For example, eating and drinking indoors in restaurants and bars. Is that okay now?
No, it's still not okay for the simple reason that the level of infection...
One second, please. It's still not okay if you're vaccinated to eat inside a restaurant? Are you friggin' kidding me with this guy? What is the point then? What is with this guy? He's the biggest downer I've ever met. No, it's still not okay if you're vaccinated to eat or drink inside a restaurant.
You bring up the good point. You should air rah, 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 like Debbie Downer from Saturday Night Live. Just every time he goes.
No, it's still not okay. Can you leave the house if you're vaccinated? No, you really can't leave the house. And let me tell you what. Can you take off your mask in your own house if you're vaccinated and no one else is in your house? No, you really should still wear it. And here's why. Let's hear his dumb explanation for this.
The dynamics of infection in the community are still really disturbingly high. Like just yesterday, there were close to 80,000 new infections, and we've been hanging around 60, 70, 75,000. So if you're not vaccinated, please get vaccinated as soon as vaccine becomes available to you. And if you are vaccinated, please remember that you still have to be careful.
If you are vaccinated, please remember you can't do anything. You have to act like you're not vaccinated, even if you are vaccinated and still not do anything. That's the message, the takeaway. Here's my message. Get the vaccine, but you still have to act like you didn't get the vaccine. Oh, man. I just, like, you know, talk about a downer. Like, what, if people listen to that and they go, what's the point? What is the point? Hey, by the way, speaking of golf, now I'm just bringing up golf because I don't know if vaccinated people can play golf. I got to tell you one thing, though, about being on the beach. I don't understand why people, when they're on the beach and they're not near anybody, I mean anybody, are sitting on the beach. I saw a woman on the beach wearing a mask. She's not by anybody. It's April. Nobody is even on the beach. There's not by anybody 60 feet near her, let alone six. Do people think it's in the air, like Chernobyl still?
Maybe it makes her feel good to wear one.
You think it makes her feel good?
I don't know. I'm not speaking for her, but maybe maybe it makes her feel safer.
There are some women who, like, maybe she has a hot body, but the
face... She definitely did not. Oh, you think she's butterface, facha brute, and that's why she was wearing the mask?
She's covering her face, like, just
interesting
look at my
theory.
Body. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe, like, she has summer teeth. You know, some are here, some are there, some are everywhere. And maybe that's why she's wearing the mask.
Summer teeth.
Facha brute, you know? But here's the thing, though, about golf, and I love golf. I do love golf. Golf is becoming much more of a diverse sport than it used to be. Am I right, Greg?
Yes, because of the Masters.
Yeah, the Masters and everything else. I mean, you got a very, very diverse sport. I don't know much about the world of golf. I'm not a sports host, too, but I do know that CNN ran an article on some golfers here. Now what is this story now, Greg?
So they ran a story on an Asian, I believe it was an Asian American golfer. It's not the one who won the Masters yesterday.
It's not Hideki Matsuyama.
It's not him. It was somebody else that they ran a picture of, but it was the wrong. It was the wrong golfer.
Oh, no.
Oh, so they just put a generic Asian golfer in there instead of the actual one?
It was a different Asian American golfer. I don't know if it was Asian American, but it was a different Asian golfer.
He might not have even been Japanese. He might just be like a Chinese.
I mean, Asia's a big place. So
right, Asia's pretty
huge. Yeah, Asia's kind of a big place, yeah. So they put the wrong Asian on there as the headline. Uh-oh, wrong Asian. CNN's run an article on golfer Soo Woo Kim, featuring a photo of golfer Sung Jae Im.
Yeah, they're definitely those names definitely are not Asian American, by the way. So
I need to work on my pronunciation there. But let me say, on behalf of CNN, I was Sea Woo Kim. It was an apology. Oh, an apology right there. All right, 855-839-1210. And also, you know what else is infrastructure? Amusement parks, and they should be free. I saw the story of this guy who he ran from Disneyland to Disney World, you know, to raise money for. What was it? Type 1 diabetes.
Diabetes, yes.
Yeah, you'll be very happy to know that.
Yes.
So he ran from park to park. So I think amusement parks should be infrastructure, too. Because I certainly don't want to have to pay to take my kids to Disney World at some point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that should be infrastructure. Should be covered.
Yeah. And then the trauma of when those freaking life-size rats come at my children, the psychiatry appointments should also be infrastructure.
That's right.
Mike has an idea for infrastructure. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Good. Great job, guys. Listen, for human infrastructure, I think, Megaphone Bernie ought to put down, like, boob jobs.
Boob jobs, I think that's...
See?
I mean, yeah. That's human infrastructure.
We like to say enhancement, sir.
Well, you could go with the male, too, but that'd be...
The reduction. You got to get, for the bros, the guys that have the man boobs. You got to get the reduction.
Yeah, well,
I think
you know,
I agree.
Or whatever else enhancement you want to do, but that's... Yeah. But I think, you know, boob jobs, that's human infrastructure.
Yeah, well, let's add it to the list. I mean, there are a bunch of boobs making the legislation, so why don't we add it to the list, right? Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. 855-839-1210. Hey, listen, if you have an idea for what is infrastructure, hit me up on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli, R-I-C-H-Z-E-O-L-I, or call the show, 855-839-1210. I want to mention to you, as part of infrastructure is obviously energy and climate. There's a story of a Pennsylvania town that has been fracking has really helped the town, and they're worried. They're really worried about what the Biden administration is going to do to them with their new climate policies, and they're very worried. And they should be. Pennsylvania town saved by fracking fears Biden will kill its prosperity. There's no doubt that there is a war on energy going on right now in this country, and you keep hearing them talk about green this and green that. you should not be held hostage to rising energy prices. And if you filled up your tank recently in your car, you know that gasoline's going up as well. USA Insulation will help you not only have a more comfortable home, but save money no matter what happens. Because you got to cool your home in the summer. You got to heat it in the winter. And until all that stuff is free, you got to pay for it. And it's only going to get more expensive, I think, as Democrats unveil their wacky Green New Deals. I think it's going to get even more expensive. So what do? Do what I did. And I'm telling you, this saves you money because it saves me money every month. USA Insulation comes to your home. They inject their premium foam insulation into your walls. Now, this isn't just about comfort. Their foam reduces the amount of allergens that get into your home. Their foam diminishes noise outside your home. And their foam will cut your heating and cooling costs all year round. And to help you get ready for the summer, USA Insulation is offering their home show deals to everyone. Big discounts, low monthly payment plans, and special financing so you can get insulated now and pay later. USA Insulation is made in the USA. You can save money because you're buying direct from the manufacturer. So don't miss these home show deals. USA Insulation. Call them at 1-800-USA-FOAM, 1-800-USA-FOAM, or usainsulation.net, usainsulation.net. It worked for me. It's going to work for you, too. usainsulation.net.
You're in the middle of 60 minutes of nonstop talk. This is the Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Now, Ann has a thought. Good morning, Ann. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. The face masks are great sunblock. In Japan, the women wear full face masks on the beach because basically that's the only place that gets the sun year-round. And it's where you see the most damage, especially in women who have skin that's five times thinner than men's skin. So I think it should be encouraged. No, people are so sick of sunblock. It's all greasy and you can't get it off yourself. So I say wear them all the time.
So you don't think this is like virtue signaling? Like, look at me, I'm wearing a mask on the beach by myself. And you think it's an SPF strategy?
No, I talked to my daughter. She's in California, and she's in her 40s. And she said, yeah, we're all wearing them because we don't want – your hat doesn't cover that part of your face. So that's where – if you see women in their 40s when they're starting to get real sun damage, that's where it is. And I'm older, so absolutely, wear it all the time.
But don't you think
– I hate sunblock.
Don't you – well, I mean, but isn't that infrastructure?
Oh, absolutely. So is dental work. Dental work especially is infrastructure. It should be totally free.
I agree with you. And if you have wrinkles from the sun, I mean, that should also be taken to Botox.
The support system of the body. You know, we ought to have, everything should be covered.
The way it
is for SEIU union members and government people. We're paying for it for everybody else, the ones who, don't pay taxes, but use our taxes. Anyway, thanks.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Ann. I appreciate it. 855-839-1210. Now, there's a war breaking out in the Zioli Army on Twitter. Sue Alberici, who has been one of my most loyal supporters, I mean, from day one, has now officially abandoned the show over the fact that she thinks Popeye's chicken sandwich is awful. Now, the greater Chris, who's also been a great friend of the show and part of the Zioli Army for years, he's fighting with her now. Awful. Awful in all caps with question marks. So, this war over there really is. I mean, when we say the chicken sandwich war, it's not just a war between the franchises.
Yeah.
It's really between us.
I'm going to ask you about a list I have here.
Okay.
Have you tried? So, Popeye's, you said so far, is the best. Have you tried Shake Shack's?
I have.
And? It's number two on this list.
Yeah, it's definitely not number two.
Okay. Gotcha. Have you tried Church's chicken sandwich?
I have tried. It's very delicious.
Wow.
Actually, they have delicious chicken. Are we going to do the chicken sandwich list now? We're going to do the whole list. All right, let's do it.
No. I'm just going by the ones that are relevant to us. Wendy's is number
Wendy's
five.
Is great. It's okay. I think it's number two, right behind Popeye's.
Carl's Jr. Is there a Carl's Jr. around here?
No, I don't think so. Is there a Carl's Jr.? I don't think so. It's like Hardee's, though, I think. So.
KFC?
KFC is great. I hated it. Hated it, by the way. Hated
really?
It. We got to get to Dawn's news. This is fascinating, though. Let's keep going with the chicken list throughout the course of the shows. Every day I'll try a new one. I got it. What's one I haven't tried? Give me one that I haven't tried.
Arby's?
Have not. I'll try Arby's and I'll report back.
Right, Arby's is number 10. Oh. Arby's is number 10 on this list.
I'm number 10. All right, good. All right, Dawn, how are we looking today? What's going on?
Hey, there's so much going on. Good morning. Zioli Show News Live is sponsored by Haller Enterprises. So we're at 48 degrees right now. Developing story this morning in the news. startling discoveries reported by the Public Interest Legal Foundation. This is an incredible interview. If you missed it, you've got to listen to Zioli interviewing this guy about what's happening in Pennsylvania, because
J. Christian Adams. Yeah, it was a good interview. Good, smart guy.
Just incredible. But the bottom line is 21,000 deceased registrants who remained on the voter rolls less than a month before the pivotal 2020 election. He goes into the whole thing. It's pretty incredible, and I don't see it anywhere else. So Zioli highlighting that. And that's an incredible story, that people, even after they were dead, somehow their ghost was able to register to vote.
I think our dead in Pennsylvania, they're so talented.
That's right.
That they can the rise ghosts. From the grave and register and vote. I mean, really, truly amazing.
That was just a startling interview to me, and I took notes on it. I thought it was incredible. So if you missed it, you've got to go back and listen to the podcast. We are following the upcoming May 18th primary, so the race for district attorney really heating up. Keep in mind, the first week Philadelphia DA Larry Krasner took office, he fired Carlos Vega, who was among the many prosecutors who were fired. You may remember this. And even the victims' families were complaining because they said this would stall trials and that sort of thing. So Krasner now facing Vega as a challenger in the Democratic primary. So just keep in mind that we've been reporting thousands of Philadelphia Republicans have been switching to Democrat ahead of the primary as a never Krasner vote. So this is something even the FOP, we've heard the FOP might have come out and endorsed this.
They have this big billboard, yes. You know, Fire Krasner, which is great. And there's a story, and I mentioned this, and I'll talk about it more tomorrow. Hopefully I have her on, but about how these left-wing prosecutors around the country are facing a lot of backlash. Because you know what, Dawn? Here's the thing, and this is a news flip. People don't like murder. That's something?
Well, we have record murder in Philadelphia.
Yeah. People don't like it. I mean, it's a thing people enjoy. Like, oh, look, hey, murders are up in our town. Come move here, you know?
So even we reported Bob Brady, the biggity big head of the Democrat Party in Philadelphia, won't endorse Krasner. We've seen Chuck Peruto, who's running as a Republican, said, hey, if Vega wins, he's out. He's literally all of these people on all sides of the aisle coming out. It's
so they're backing a Democrat,
yes,
to take out Philadelphia's far left nut wacko Larry Krasner. And so you've got the forces now aligning around a Democrat because they know he's probably going to win the general election. So the goal here is to get him out in the primary, get Krasner out in the primary. Smart strategy, by the way.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. But they're saying he has so much money backed behind him, to your point. So we'll continue to follow that.
Go to firekrasner.org, I believe is the website the FOP sent up. Let me just quickly check it. And
while you check it, I'll just say that if you're switching your primary, they're putting out that you only have less than 2 weeks to do that.
Firekrasner.org. Yeah.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy and First Lady Tammy, they got their first COVID-19 vaccinations Friday at an AC mega site. Governor Murphy signing legislation providing $35 million in federal pandemic funds to restaurants, bars, and other related businesses. Why? Well, New Jersey restaurants are still limited to serving just 50% capacity indoors. So that's New Jersey. In Pennsylvania, we are now allowed to phase 1C. That's bank tellers, media, that sort of thing. And then next Monday, all of us are eligible to be on the list to get a COVID vaccine, just on the list. Finally, I'll end on Prince Philip, who will reportedly receive an eco-friendly send-off because he was very green. Mm. So he will be lying in a $1,200 wool coffin carried by an electric Land Rover.
They're composting Philip? Is that what they're doing?
Apparently they're saying that he was among the
You can
first.
Have pieces of the prince in your garden to help fertilize your...
Sin.
Sorry, I...
Sin.
Too soon?
It's like weird. It's just a weird story, but he was very
eco-friendly. Coffin?
A wool coffin. Which is eco-friendly, apparently.
That's infrastructure, by the way.
That's infrastructure. That's the next.
But they bury him like sheepskin? And then I figured that's bizarre, wacky.
So, yes. So,
by the way, don't they know that all people decompose? It's like it's what happens. They, you know, all right, okay.
Not in a wooden, I don't know.
Not okay. All people. Before Thank I, you, Madam Speaker. I appreciate you.
Before
commenting.
I get to the NBC 10 First Alert forecast, Howler Enterprises brings us this news. The warm days of summer are right around the corner. Have your cooling system cleaned and checked by a Howler technician for only $59. Visit howlercooling.com for more info. That's H-A-L-L-E-R, HallerCooling.com, PA 1867. And BQ Basements brings us this NBC 10 First Alert forecast today. We're at 51 degrees and a lot of clouds. Tomorrow, best day of the week, 65 degrees and sunny, but the rainy season is here. Be prepared with a no-clog gutter from BQ Basements and Concrete, made in the USA. 6-inch gutters, extremely effective at moving heavy storm waters away from your home, come with a lifetime no-clog warranty. Get a free quote today, bqbasementsystems.com. This is Zioli Show News Live.
Thank you, Dawn. Appreciate it. The chicken wars are heating up. I do want to say I'm excited to try Chick-fil-A's. They have a new spicy grilled chicken sandwich. I'm going to try that. Thanks to Marianne Gen X for that recommendation. I do like their fried spicy chicken sandwich. It's not crispy enough for me. I like their fried chicken strips, though, better. But the chicken wars will continue. If you have a suggestion, let us know. Also, what is infrastructure? We're also asking on Twitter at Rich Zioli or Facebook.com/Zioli Show or 855-839-1210. Coming up, the Biden administration. Joe Biden's worried about ghost guns, but is he just seeing ghosts in the White House? Straight ahead.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.